Good evening, everybody. My name is Tanya Hendricks, and I'm the new board chair. I'm now calling this meeting on March 27th, 2025. We're going to start with a roll call. Phil Taylor.
Here.
Edward Bloomberg. Dory Griffin. Rebecca Rodriguez.
Here.
Robert Couch.
Here.
Tanya Hendricks, myself. And then the extra visiting board members, Darren Rylander.
Here.
William Oldenstein.
Here.
And additional participants, Donna Brodart.
Here.
Jeffy and Paul.
Here.
And let's start with the approval of the minutes. If there are no objections, we can adopt that meeting audio recording as well as the written notes that Carol took and distributed to us as our minutes. However, if anybody wants to object, board members can simply say I object and then we can discuss on the motion. Yes,
I just wanted to say more.
No.
There's a bullet point on limited conditions. I can propose to, I can write something in an email and propose the correct language might be better than to try and figure it out right at this moment.
Okay.
I would just like to have that in place so that it's accurate.
Okay.
Please, can you please email that to me?
I can.
Or write it or whatever. I can get it updated. So
yep. That would be my
Jacqueline, disregard those minutes.
Okay. And then I want to announce Rhett just joined virtually.
Minutes have been adopted by the unanimous consent. Public forum, I didn't see anything on the agenda. Then vacancy updates. So as you know, the county have received applications that we as a board have been allowed to recommend on in order to help the county manager. In mid-February, we interviewed the candidates, shared our scores and ranking at the meeting, which I then summarized in an email, sent it around to the meeting board members, and the majority of the board approved the draft of the email. However, during the meeting, we unanimously were in favor of three candidates, but there was a lot of discussion about two others. So I had made the mistake of proposing to vote during the meeting, which I should not have proposed because it's not an option outside of a public meeting or particularly opening this act. So to make sure we accurately reflect the discussions, I offered to include the pros and cons for the candidates that we were not unanimous on. And so I gathered those in the last weeks, thank you for those who sent their pros and cons. And I drafted a new email, or the email itself actually is the same, but I attached the pros and cons. So all the voting members received that version, but it's confidential because there's names on there. So if we need to discuss it, we'll have to turn off the recording. But I wanted to see and give you a few minutes to look at the draft one more time. I listed all the pros and cons as I received them, but did not edit anything. I didn't try to summarize anything. I just wanted to make sure it's very much transparent for the county manager to look at. And after we look at this together, if we're ready, we can propose a motion to send this email to Kathleen as a recommendation. And if you to look at the draft 14 minutes, so it's on your desks for the voting members, page 2, 3, and 4 of the staple documents.
Okay.
I'll try to save paper. Everybody can work that.
just in case I should try to send it to each of them. I don't know how. I don't know the internet. Sarah, are you done?
I'm done. Sorry.
Well, I just want to make sure everyone had the time. Okay, so it's up to the board members. We can either vote on this so that we can forward the email to county manager. Obviously, we're on the recording, so like I said, yes, if we need to discuss any of the names, we'll have to build that into turn off the recording. So just let me know if you want us to turn it off to build the recording.
I propose a vote that, or I propose a motion that we vote on this as is and send it forward. I don't think, my little bit of discussions, I don't think it's going to benefit anyone having a further discussion. It's all pretty much you're inviting. Second.
Like a point of order, I've used scoring a lot in my career. And that I believe the scoring was really more useful as an individual to judge candidates in the form that it was. And I'm not saying anybody was deliberately trying to do something, but one or two people could score somebody super low just to make sure the candidate they don't want gets a lower score. So I feel that the scoring numbers should not be included with the motion that she made.
So none of the scoring or just the one that we were not having?
No, I'm saying the scoring that we, I don't think the scoring, honestly, I thought it would be better described platform for what a score meant. That is an individual, it's excellent. So for me to look at candidates, and I honestly tried to score the candidates the way I thought they were. Without the qualifications on each score very specifically described in great detail, there's a chance for it not to be a valid scoring thing. So I don't think, I agree with her that we should just send it on. I think the scoring in all the scoring should be removed because I saw it as an individual person's opportunity to look between the candidates and what they thought was important.
For themselves.
That's correct.
So would you like to propose a new motion?
I'd like to propose a motion that we amend her motion that we send it on as she suggested without the numerical scoring.
I'm with that, and I'm second. I mean, regarding the two candidates, that there was no unanimous by having no scoring for anybody. We've already said these three were great. I don't think it changes anything.
Just for full transparency, also, are we okay to send the details on the files? That, if you look at the email addresses, so first, I should be able to find here the voter with the application packages. So that one, because all of the details on our scoring. So we also want to not include those files, or just remove the scoring on the page.
I'm fine with removing the scoring altogether, the file, but maybe adding that there is, if more detail is needed regarding scoring that was done, that she can ask for it. Because it exists.
It does exist, although in its format, it wasn't, and I should have caught it sooner, I was assuming that it was going to come. And when you do a scoring that everybody uses numerically, you need to have numerical line saying this does this, but doesn't do this, and it shows what is short of the next level, and so on. So you're getting a basis for this. A tomato is orange and it has comes off a green vine. The next level one it says it's still orange but doesn't have a green vine, and so on. So that's why I think the scoring should be removed. But I concur with her.
Do you mind just reminding everyone of the motion?
The amendment to the motion is that we accept her motion to send on the three that we all approved of, and the fact that two of them were not, we previously had three and three. Okay, on the other three. So, and we remove the scoring. As is, remove the scoring.
Right. Thank you.
So,
is that still the one?
I'm fine with that still.
Okay. And any further discussion?
I have a question. Is the scoring pros and cons this part of what's being forward? So, if I have a comment about
that. The pros and cons would be included. That was.
Okay.
Page one is the
okay.
Email address.
So that's fine. And you're welcome. I'm okay with that one, Sarah. I also would like to note that a couple of the members presented their pros and cons in person to the administration.
Okay.
So if they would like to ask for that information, they can get that from our program manager.
Is there a way that we can get that?
Yeah, I'd like to see that too. I mean, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's.
So that was kind of a secret.
There's no secret. If I just expressed what I thought was about the candidates, and then you came out and asked us to all list it. And since it's going on to inform them, they already got the information. It wasn't any. There's no secret. There should never be.
You didn't share it with the rest of us. So.
Sure. I'm really happy to. You turn off the camera anymore you have to share.
Well, or is it the email that we see?
There was no, for the most part, which. I shared with our chairman, I believe. I think most of you got it. My thoughts on what was occurring.
So
there was no.
We could forward it. Or, yeah.
You're looking forward the email to her because she
did.
Yeah. I don't see how when we were all asked specifically to report and that way it was added to this. I don't think we can go after the fact and say, hey, you can give your own verbal report.
Right. Yeah,
that, except for my verbal was done beforehand.
But you were asked specifically also to contribute to this because we didn't, and we all were asked as a group to contribute.
It's okay that you send this on. I'm okay with it. So there's no argument about sending for information. So I don't see there's a point of it.
Any other thoughts? All
in
favor, say aye.
Another point of order. So the reason we're voting on, would you restate it, please?
We're voting for an amended motion to send the email drafted that you see on pages 2, 3, and 4, but removing the scores on the email itself and also the attached documents that have the score.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. So all in favor, say aye.
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 All of those. Any abstention? The motion passes. We're going to send this email as drafted. Thank you. And then the next topic is me as well. So 2025 strategy. I noticed, and I apologize, I noticed that today that strategy was on there twice. And I think
maybe I was like, oh my gosh, what is that?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if anybody else sent a strategy topic for me to talk about. I don't think so. It was probably me who sent it first, judging. So just to make sure nobody didn't send that one, right? So it's just the one. Okay. So strategy 2025. The board met on November 14th to draft a report of last year's activity and propose a strategy for this year. We all edited it via email, voted, and then finalized them with the department's majority of us. We went to see William and Donna on March 25th this week to finalize and get the inputs. I printed the edited version and passed it around so that's that one page that everybody received. please take the next few minutes also to take a look. I hope that everything went back to what we discussed. And same as we just planned, if anybody has those thoughts, think about we vote on it. Ideally, it would be great. So, otherwise, we'll have to wait another 2 months to send it to the county manager.
I'd like to compliment you and Carol for doing a nice job on what we were doing and dealing with different stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody still have time? Would anybody wish to propose a motion on this topic?
I propose a motion that we vote to accept the 2025 strategy.
Sorry. Any discussion? Let's pass on to the vote. All in favor, say aye. Any extension or any opposed, sorry, any positions? Any abstention? Then with that, I'm super excited to say that we just approved the 2025 strategy and that it will be passed on to the all right, now I'm done talking for a little bit and Rebecca's next.
Okay, so many of you might know that we, that Lori and I kind of, actually it was a conversation that Carol, Lori, and I had about onboarding, you know, being a little lost, that kind of thing. And so we started putting together sort of like an SOP, a handbook, a workbook, or whatever you want to call it, and then discovered that there was actually Jen provided us with a copy of one that was distributed in 2020. So we then started to kind of put these things together and started bumping into some things that were related to the bylaws, which would require, you know, code change and all those things. So and we sent out some we sent out emails on a working document to just ask people to, you know, provide some feedback. And we got feedback from some folks. Not everybody contributed, but then it sort of stepped forward and turned into a little bit bigger of a thing, especially because there are some bylaws that kind of bump into it. And, and that's code change. So what I think would be prudent is if we had almost like the little work session that we had at the library, where we just sort of like jump in, look at it line by line, you know, look at the old one, figure out what still works, what needs to be updated, look at the bylaws, figure out if there's anything that needs to be updated, you know, kind of in support of that document, and then put together sort of a proposal package to come back to the next board meeting. We can vote on it. But I'd really like to utilize the time between this meeting and the next to really come to the next meeting with a solid document so we can use that to give to the new board members that come on. And, you know, it's an onboarding document. We just want to convey the right information, but there were some ideas that Lori and I had come up with that were not in there, you know, things like requiring people to participate on a committee and different things like that, that would absolutely require code changes. So, and I think it's worth discussion. And so I think maybe doing a straight work session for that would be really good.
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts.
I agree.
No, I agree. I like the idea of the work session, but I appreciate you both taking that initiative to go through that, because different members got different things when we started. I like to have you think about the requirement of forcing a new person to be on a committee right away, because it takes a while when you're first joined to perhaps get your wings on your feet, and then you might know where you want to be or not. But maybe consider that when we talk about the workshop.
Yeah, actually, Sandra, even when she gave her feedback, that was one of the things of giving people, you know, a few months to acclimate and then join a committee so they can get to know what everybody's doing.
So would you like a proposal to do that?
To do the work session.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd like to propose that we come up with a date to do a work sessions to address the various versions of the things that we've seen. I don't have mine anymore, but I liked most of what I saw already, and I think that would be a good work session. All right, suppose we have a work session to deal with that topic.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? The motion passes. What would be scheduling a workshop?
I'll get with you, and we can talk about doing one of your little fancy things to put out for everybody to pick a date.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, to talk about how
I tried to submit code committee update, and I wrote outreach. That's why my name is there.
Okay.
My bad. I was just,
Should I go ahead and, because I can talk about the friends of really quick, and then we can do code?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody got an outline of the little friends of organization. So as you all can see, the organization's been officially formed. We've already received our determination letter, so absolutely nonprofit at this point. There are currently 6 board members, 3 board members. Lori and I are on that board, and then Jen Hutchman from Furry Friends is also on the board for Friends Of, and she will likely be joining the advisory board as one of those. I think she was one of the applicants. So we would end up with 3 people on the advisory board on that board. There's also 3 other board members. So if there's absolutely, like, we're setting it up in a way that eventually anyone that's on the advisory board would step more into a capacity as an advisor, right? Just because, to not let them kind of do their business. But we've got a mission that's pretty focused and solid that is tied directly to the county and its efforts. I think that it would, this is another area where I think it might be a good idea to have a representative from either the outreach committee, which it would not be Lori or myself, but maybe Carol's the other person that's on the outreach committee. And maybe when we have new people come in, you know, if anybody wants to participate, but to have a person on the advisory board that is sort of a point person for the Friends Of group that can, you know, that makes sure to do a check-in with Will and Donna to see if there are any specific things on the wish list or anything that they might be wanting or needing that can be communicated over to the Friends Of group. And then also, I mean, it might be prudent for us to do also have a little get-together. We don't necessarily need to call it a work session, but to just flesh out how the 3 entities, because there are 3, right? There's the advisory board, there's the Animal Protection Department, and there's the Friends Of group, of how those 3 entities work together and support one another, and how the Friends Of group can best serve, you know, the missions. So this is, you know, we don't have to go through every point in this document right now. You can take it home, look it over. There's we're going to have another board meeting in April to officially adopt the mission statement and to adopt the goals and to approve the website. one of the goals, like the goal is to participate in three events, you know, because it's April, so we're looking four, but three. We still have the rest of the year to do three events. And does that make sense where if animal control is going to be having a table at an event, then the Friends of group just shows up to be bodies, right? Little t-shirts, handing out things to people, just hyping everything, right? And I think that could be absolutely sufficient. And then also the mission for the Friends of group, I think, will be impacted once we finish the landscape analysis or we start seeing where there might be things that are missing in the community. If there's things that are missing in the community that are trickling down and hitting animal control, causing them problems, that might be an area where the Friends of group says, oh, let's do this and that can maybe help with that. So, but I think that it would be a good idea for the three entities to get together in some capacity. And I'd love some feedback on that if you want it to be formal, informal, and we can kind of figure out how we can best serve. And if anybody has any questions about this little document, you can ask me now, you can ask me later, whatever. The website, I'll just tell you very quickly, the website homepage is going to be a resources page, which is basically going to be a duplication of everything that is on the county page for in relation to animals. Because right now, if you want to find something about animals on the county page, there's a lot of steps to go through. This is going to be up front. You click on it. It'll have all the links, all of the information. That's where we can put messages about, like, you know, the phone thing. And I was also figuring that we could look for opportunities that if Donna puts something in front of county council, even if it's small, even if it's like the tiniest little thing, like the person that you have that's answering the phones, I was like, if that's something, if it would help, if people just showed up at a county council meeting and just said, hey, you guys funded this thing and it's awesome and we appreciate it, then we could then reach out to the people that support the Friends of group and they can go in and do that. And it's just being support to even the small efforts. I feel like showing up signals to the county council that people care, we're watching, and we are invested as well. The resource page, so the campaigns, we'd love to have an ongoing, like a wish list for the department. Because maybe somebody says, oh, you know what, they need new this or that, I'm going to give them that. Yeah. And then we just have to figure out how that needs to flow through to get to you. How to give, you know, break down the specifics of how, because the department can take donations.
Right.
And maybe people don't know that, but we can break down how to do it. Here's the link, what you do, what you can do, what you shouldn't do. And then licensing drawing, we're still kind of working out the legalities of that, but we would love to invite anybody in the county who's purchased a license this year to be entered into a drawing, a raffle. We're not sure what we're calling it yet because we're working out the legalities of what you can do in that space. And we're already starting to gather donations. So it's going to be like a random cool prize package. It could be like, you know, a gift card and a pair of headphones and a pair of this and that, or a camera, you know, just different things that people can win a prize package. And we'll work to kind of promote it well. So people then go, oh, wait, what? I could have done that. I could have did my license. I'm doing that next year.
Right. Good.
So, and then a community cap fund that's kind of a that's open for discussion. The group is talking about how there might be an effort to provide a contribution to a fund that the county could deliver to community caps to cover their alterations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the community cap situation is just a massive, massive problem. And just trying to find ways to curb that. So if there's anything on here that anything you don't see that you'd like to see, just shoot me an email and then we can figure out how to get all of the groups together and figure out our good strategy.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know, it says develop on one of your goals, develop 5-year spots and find drawing desks. I'm perfectly okay with shifting the work that you and I did over to that group to have them write those, or are you still going to be doing that as part of the outreach committee?
Okay, I'm not understanding your question.
So you and I drafted a number of potential commercial spots. I'm okay with you shifting it over to this entity if you want to do it, or is it still going to happen in the outreach?
I'm with you now. Okay. Well, this was one of the things that sort of like prompted a conversation about gaining permission to do things, right? Gaining permission to do for the outreach committee on the advisory board to do to develop radio spots. There's a lot of moving parts for that that will eat up a lot of time because there's so many people that need to approve that messaging. And mind you, I don't want to give the impression that the Friends of group is going to just, you know, go rogue and go off
and
we want to make sure that we're on point for messaging, but we can move fast. Right. We can, you know, if there's an event coming up or something that's happening, we don't have to wait. Even if it's a spot about like kitten season is almost here. This is what that looks like for animal control. Blah, 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 blah. We could do that quickly. Whereas if we do it through the advisory board, then we're going to need to put that on paper, right, written out as a spot. We're going to need to send it over to Will. Will's going to then send it to Donna. Donna's going to have to send it to whoever she sends it to in PR or legal. And by that time, kitten season is going to be over. So that's one of the things that we're trying to avoid, is to just be able to move faster with messaging. So if we get together and we find that, like, hey, the county's not comfortable with you guys doing that messaging or doing those spots, then we will throttle back and not do them, because we want to be supporting. We want to be creating a dynamic that everybody's comfortable with,
right,
not one where they're like, I don't know what they're doing over there. We want to make sure that it's in line. So at this point, the Friends of group can absolutely take that on, but we're not going to run with that until messaging gets some kind of a look-see from the county.
And I'm perfectly comfortable with you taking anything we worked on and go with it. It's really some of those ideas, we went through 100 bad ideas to get one good.
There were some really good ideas. And, you know, and then when we engaged with Johnny from the county, we talked about like, oh, let's maybe talk about changing the slogan, right? And it was like, we don't really want to do that. And I get it, because there's all these materials and everything they have that kind of are tied into that message. But that doesn't mean that we can't create a complementary message that can also be delivered out, but we can move faster. So that's kind of the
thing. So I have some, before you leave, I have some information that I spoke with another organization of Montessori School about some free advertising they were able to. So
great.
Let me share that with you today before we leave.
Cool. So I guess that's it. And I think that if there's any motion to be had, it would be to just, do we have a discussion? Do we have an informal mixer? Do we have a formal another work session? I mean, coming with work sessions here, but it's something that we can get to the bottom of quickly if we all get together with the intentions of working. So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on that. And then I guess the only other thing I would say about outreach is that I think that if we identify, there are things that are very clear in the bylaws of what we are supposed to do as an entity, right? We're supposed to promote measures, promote, right? And we're also supposed to like coordinate countywide public information campaigns, all of those types of things. I don't think it's necessary for it to just be all, I don't think it would be a good idea for it to just happen outside of this group. I mean, I think that our entity here needs to be a part of that messaging. It's just once the messaging is zeroed in on, then the Friends of group could move pretty quickly to get it handled.
And I'd like to add to you that I also been working off and on for a year on some things. I'm trying to further on at this point about getting help towards that messaging, for example, through some of the things. And I've shared them with you before, and I'm sharing them again. But anyway, I like what I hear. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
To your point you just had, I guess I would like to have some kind of a meeting at some point. Maybe it's still, it's up to you to see where, where does the outreach committee or the board sort of stop versus then where you
right.
In that example you just mentioned, it's almost like we as a board would say we want to have a campaign about the kittens, right?
Yeah.
And then the friend love is almost like the executing HPC,
right?
So, I would love to have
it. Right, and Donna mentioned, so when we were talking about the 2025 strategy, Donna had mentioned a few things of like creating materials that you guys can use freely, that you that it belongs to you, right? It's like, because if you can't go and pull images off here and create these things with copyright, and you only can use it for a year. Like the Friends Up group could create media that you can use on a regular basis. And one of the goals they're going to, the Friends Up group is going to set up a Facebook and an Instagram page. And that's another thing that we have to figure out. How do we coordinate being able to, so you guys can post, do you guys shoot us a post when we put it up? Do we just give you the login and you put it up? That kind of things. We've just got to figure out those dynamics and the logistics of it. But the Friends Up group is here to serve this effort. So maybe a little work session over some pizza would be in order. And anybody who wants to come from our board can come, and Will or Donna and Donna, if you both want to come, you can. Maybe we can do that and everybody can get to know each other. We can just plow through some of these dynamics and figure out where everything intersects.
Where a good start is anyway. I mean, because things will change as it goes on and on.
So, if we need to, I guess, we need a motion. Would anybody like to propose a motion starting with?
I propose a motion that we, that the Friends Up group that has sort of been born from the outreach committee, have a formal work session with the advisory board and the Animal Protection and Control Department or representative to see how we might best work together. So, second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. I think it's just nice. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You opposed? Extension? The motion has been. I can help you with the link, like I said, but is there anybody? I feel like you're doing a lot of work. Do you want to see if anyone in the committee can help you with some of that coordination?
And some of the folks from the Friends Up group can help. Yeah, so we'll get that started.
And on the code, so just briefly, I apologize that I didn't put that on there about outreach update for some reason. So we are continuing research individually, but I haven't been able to put together a meeting. I really hope that when we have new members, maybe somebody wants to be the chair of the committee with the lots of coordinate. And also, there is no timeline yet. So we're still waiting for the department to be able to present their code ideas to the county. So in the meantime, I also reached out to Rebecca to ask how she got in touch with the county council in the past, because we want to build a relationship in general, specifically with code. I talked with William and I asked, could it help if we as a board also tried to get some time with the county council or the county manager to propose more ideas, because the department will only have this much time. Maybe we can double our time by having another meeting as the board to talk about other ideas. And so, I called the number that you gave me. I'm waiting. I'll continue to follow up. And they also said that Yeah, so I asked it to meet my county representative and also Kathleen. And also I asked, how can we meet all of them? Obviously, if we wanted to meet all of them, they would have to make it a public workshop. Mm-hmm. So it might be two at a time, like two county councilors at a time with us. Or it could be just, I reach out to my representative just in general. You can do that in your areas, and then also just have a one-on-one discussion, introduce yourself, and talk about other things. Otherwise, yeah, the county manager might want to talk with all of us, or just with some of us. I'm not sure what they're going to decide, but I'll let you know. I think it would be a great one to start that relationship, and then ask for time, basically. And so when we send the email, now with the strategy and the email with the recommendation for the candidates, that obviously already opens the door. And William, yeah, kindly reminded me, like, actually, we are reporting to the county manager. So that is the person we need to send those materials to. And that hopefully then she will realize, oh, they're being active, let's see, sooner than later. But I'll let you know what happened. That was all I had for code updates at this point. But if anybody else on the call team wanted to share, feel free.
I'd just like to add that some of the research I am getting, I forwarded on to members. And I might have forgotten Red, who's listening online, so I'll give that to him right away. And other than that, what she's doing.
And back to Rebecca for landscape analysis slash five-year.
Yeah, so I mean, that is the five-year plan was something that you and I had both put our names on, I think. And the five-year plan, I feel like a lot of the things for the five-year plan are going to come out of the strategic, out of the landscape analysis, because it's going to let us know if anything is missing. You know, what's missing in the community? What's missing in code? And then we could sit down with animal protection and say, here's the data that we found. And I've already, Lori and I have actually already started gathering that information. Now that we have the categories, the breakdown of the categories for the landscape analysis, and we're just starting to plug those things in. And then once, you know, I think once we have kind of a rough draft, we'll bring it forward to everybody. And they're like, hey, does this look right to you guys? You know, numbers, or like, oh no, you know, we need more of this or less of that or whatever. So the landscape analysis is going to feed into the five-year plan. So I really recommend we finish up the landscape analysis and then jump onto the five-year plan, and because we're going to know, like, yeah, you know what, it's really important, yeah, because clearly spay and neuter is like a massive problem. Mm-hmm. And I know that Humane Society's clinic is opening, what is it opening this year?
September.
Yeah. Okay. And is it going to be primarily just like for people who are low income, or is it going to be a low
cost? By Washington state law, we can only serve people that are low income.
Okay. And then we still need to deal with the big problem of, you know, cats, right. And cats, lots right. And lots of cats. And so all we're going to be doing is looking at what everybody who exists and what's everybody doing to address all these different problems, and then documenting that so we can kind of see what we are. And that falls in line with our bylaws of, you know, understanding what's happening and trying to identify trends. And so I don't know if everybody's comfortable with that. And it's maybe it's worth a discussion, Sandra, between you and I. Is there something in the five-year plan that we could do outside of that right now?
Yeah, I didn't talk about it yet, but now that we're ready with strategy for this year, mm-hmm. In that strategy it says we will drive the five-year plan, so we should also get on that. But it sounds like there's a few workshops coming up, so
yeah.
I think we'll have to think about which order, but it took us almost 5 months to make the one-year plan.
Right.
I've been a little worried about, yeah, not waiting too long for the 2026.
Right.
So yeah, earlier is probably better. And definitely, yeah, the landscape analysis is like a baseline of our risk community. Yeah, so.
And maybe there is work that we can do, you know, on the.
As a 5-year plan, it will be done. Like, is there one?
Okay.
So
I would just like to add that we conduct the landscape analysis, that we're not just identifying deficiencies in services that you identify deficiencies in overall governmental services.
Yes.
I.e. not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my population, Jen has said a couple of times.
Yeah.
Information.
I'll remember to send it to you guys. But I know you have it, but it's been a while since I sent it to you. So
it's done.
Yeah. But I will make myself a note to get it to you, William, because you asked me for it too. And I'm more than happy to share it.
Okay. And what we can do is as we get into the landscape analysis, Jen, you know, we'll loop you in to whatever degree you want to be looped in. And if you want to add to it, you can. Because all we're doing is we're looking for a good snapshot.
Yep.
Of where we are, and we'll try to, you know, and I was hoping that when, you know, we get new board members that, you know, we can have more people that are working on things, but you know, there's a lot but we're making progress. So
what do you think are the next steps? I'm not sure if you had everyone's input yet. And
yeah, not everybody responded with categories to, like, we sent it out to everybody, and I think you and Carol contributed more, but Rhett and Robert didn't do any, so I don't know, do you need me to resend it to you? All the categories that we're going to be looking at.
In terms of landscape analysis?
Yeah.
Actually, I thought you explained it to me already. I understand what you're trying to do, and I didn't have any input for that.
Yeah, it was just basically we had sent around a document that had the different categories that we're going to evaluate, like how many grooming facilities are there, how many boarding facilities are there, you know, how many vet clinics are there.
So at that time, I didn't have any additional.
That's fine. I just wanted to make a little about it. Okay. Yeah. So So I think that we will just keep working. Absolutely.
Do you want to use today's time to start assigning some of the items to research?
Oh, you know what? No, only because I'm not prepared to do. I didn't come with that in mind. Because we are, you know, we're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, before the next meeting, we'll send out a rough draft. Because we're gonna have numbers, but we're gonna also keep track of lists of these entities. Like we say, there's 25 dog daycares.
Right.
We're gonna have a list of those daycares, and then it'll just say, you know, 25 on the sheet. So.
Okay, so you're already doing the research, other than
yes.
Okay. Well, do you want me to work on the equine side?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I can do it.
Yeah,
if there's any categories, I'm just going to say, hey, can you research this category? Yeah, that'd be great. So, Laura, you and I, we'll look at that document again, and we'll send it out.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't remember, and I apologize, I don't know if Jen lived on that email or if I forgot. I've been trying to forward you everything. Or include you in everything, but that one was
starting. No, that was the one that stirred out of the, I think that was the email exchange started to go around, and I was like, I don't know why Jen's being included.
Oh.
And then I took her off, and then it started that discussion, which is the last item on the agenda, to talk about information sharing, where we weren't sure about ex officio members and field and committee information and credit. So, but if I didn't send that to you, Jen, which I don't think I did, I will send you just the, you know, you may see a category on there. All it was just asking, did, you know, if you're sitting there making a list of every service related to animals, did you miss anything?
Yeah. Okay, great.
Maybe, you know,
I
just show things too. So I don't know that we have to vote on the document.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything to sell. And once it's closer to completion, that will identify what's probably missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I guess the last thing is also mine, where it was info sharing with non-voting members. And I think that's actually been resolved. So just because there was research had.
And
but the bylaws, I mean, an ex officio member receives all the same information. I mean, their Robert's Rules of Order doesn't delineate unless it is, you know, I mean, the only aspect here is that the Humane Society does have the contract for services. So that would be one area that would be kind of gray, but everything else,
okay,
there's no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I think that, and that I think is something that when we look at adjusting the bylaws, it should be made clear. Like we could add that information when we, you know, when we start looking at making the bylaws changes for the handbook and everything, that could be something that we make sure is clear in there.
Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure we don't put in some invites going for the workshop. And I guess on that topic, I wanted to check. I hope I did it correctly. William, you are the ex officio member representing the department, and Donna is no longer an ex officio member.
Are you suggesting?
So we made it through all the items on the agenda. Are there any other things that we didn't get to or any announcements?
I brought Kimlin Sachs.
Oh,
well, almost Kimlin, because I ran it through yesterday.
Okay.
So we're a few days shy because the bump's not over, but.
I think Sam was thinking it might be the next one since now we're home from the quarter.
Figure it might as well bring.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I was trying to fit it all on one because I wanted it to be a snapshot and everyone else have to be flipping through multiple pages,
right?
It's not as small as it was a couple of months, a few meetings back where everyone had to get out of their magnifying glass. Oh, that was the year. That was the year data, I think. It's not all there.
Okay, so we have no
and I think I might switch it up every now and then, just maybe share a little bit different data. Occasionally, and how things might be just a little bit different. It's about in the new data, and it's all of our jurisdictions that we serve in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it also actually includes SCME because we do have a limited MOU with SCME at county sheriff.
Are you guys up and running with your euthanasia services again? I know you were going to do.
They have been up and running, but in a very limited capacity. So we are doing them, but I actually have a meeting scheduled with my euthanasia technicians just to make the plan to open it back up.
Okay.
To more. It's just been a staffing capacity.
Okay.
To have enough certified euthanasia technicians to support it without overwhelming, you know, because it's a hard job.
Yeah.
So.
What are the parameters like of the strays coming into the shelter? What are the parameters that make a decision whether the dog or cat or small animal needs to be euthanized? How do you determine?
So we use the Asilomar Accords, which is a national kind of data compilation across the nation, and it varies depending on region. So the one that we use was created with the ASAC Coalition, so the Animal Shelter Alliance of Portland, which is the Humane Society of Southwest Washington, Oregon Humane Society, Petaluma County Animal Services, Clackamas County Dog Services, Cat Adoption Team, and Washington County, Bonnie O'Hays, of Animal Shelter. And so essentially what's happened is we've all come together and said, these are the behaviors and the medical, and then we separate them into different categories, so healthy. And we have a list of behaviors and a list of medical criteria that are considered healthy for our area based on what our community is willing to adopt or what is adoptable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have treatable, rehabilitatable, which means either from a behavior or medical standpoint, we can bring that animal up to healthy. And then there's treatable, manageable, which are chronic issues, right? They're always going to be manageable, but we're never going to get them back to healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's UU, which is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean that unhealthy and treatable animals don't get adopted, but it just means that they fall into this category due to their behavior or their medical condition. And so all of us locally use the same authority, SLMR board. So we're united, regardless of where the animal goes, that we're using the same board.
So healthy, treatable animals when they're euthanized?
No, nope, no. The only animals that are being euthanized are unhealthy animals. That's an agreement that we have made together as a community and as a profession. And like I said, even there are even UU unhealthy untreatable animals they dropped out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how long has that been in place? That
20 years.
Okay.
We were using it when you were working with the HSSW as well.
Yeah, I stayed out of that. I
think you're right, 20 years. I sent student volunteers to go, and one of them adopted an unhealthy, untreatable dog.
I would say it was 20 years.
So, Jen, we've been, we're trying to identify things regarding microchips and the need for microchipping and that kind of thing. And we were looking through some records, and there are some animals that are classified as healthy treatable, but that were listed as euthanized. Is that something that
from what records?
From the invoices.
So I would have to see what you're looking at.
Okay,
we'll send them over. There will be no information on an invoice that would have that listed on it.
Well, it's what's the document that we did the Frida that you sent over?
The monthly statistics.
Oh, from the billing.
Yeah.
So that's likely just a human error when that animal was dispoed out in our system.
Okay.
A staff member probably didn't update that euthanasia code to UU.
Okay.
There would be detailed notes in our system as to why the euthanasia was recommended.
Okay.
Just trying to find and that's something I go through separate from the billing. I go through quarterly and then at year end to just shore up some of that because it's important for our data.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably what it is. But if you guys want to send it to me, I can really confirm that.
Yeah.
I noticed on it, it was always first, whatever it says, first.
So every animal gets assigned a category on intake of healthy, mm-hmm. HTRTMUU, and that's really just first sight. And the staff member that's doing the intake is saying it looks healthy, but as it moves through our system and we identify there's a medical issue going on, we identify a behavioral issue, those are supposed to be updated. It's not foolproof. So there could be instances where that information was not updated.
Okay.
Acillomar, A-S-I-L-O-M-A-R, Accord, A-C-C-O-R-D.
I was trying to find it.
And they could have it posted on the ASAP website, but I'm not sure. I haven't even on that website in so long, and I'm not sure how well they're keeping it. It's managed by the
You're gonna Google that and find
many of them.
Lots of organizations, ASPCA, MOSFUS,
and they're all down different
information on these Acillomar reports.
Yeah.
And that's something that is used in shelter processing machine use.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And I also saw that that you didn't have any additions to the finance. Anything else? There are no objections. This meeting is then adjourned, and our next meeting is May 22nd. With us, but it's still a day one. We don't think so.